sick for my old Montana home. How I long for that land of shining mountains, where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines are open, and I hope I can get to your calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Today is February 9th, 2020. Good evening to all from Western Montana. Tonight's show is going to be a continuation of Where is the Outrage? Part 2. And my good friend Chance in West Virginia, I'm going to use you for an illustration so don't be startled. But anyway, life and death. Welcome to Unimatrix Zero, the place where here the listeners on RBN can disconnect from the Borg Hive's mind and enjoy your individuality and think for yourselves. Also, for those that might want to join the chat room at Perception Management Radio at chattango.com. I want to start tonight's show off with some observations that I've made in my life. As you get older, you tend to look back at your youth, the directions you took, the directions you took in your life, as well as the things that you may have done. You may also look in the direction of others are going today and say to yourself, like many of my friends, that this is not the country that we grew up in. Jesus taught in parables, as you know. So today's thought is, should a drunk driver who's killed someone in a traffic wreck be able to be released and then to drive through a graveyard and plow into those mourning that other person's death and kill those also? This is known as the double tap, a policy set by the United States, practiced a lot in Israel, where not only is someone targeted, but also the EMT workers and family who rush to the scene after a U.S. deploys a Hellfire missile, and then later also bombs the funeral. Where is the outrage? I'll start with relating how I was active in our QRU unit here at the fire department here, responding to different house fires, auto wrecks. You know, the screams of those, whether in pain or watching someone they love slowly dying as the jaws of life slowly cut through the metal to release their trapped loved ones. It's horrific at times. It pulls a lot on a man's soul, I guess you call it. Then, of course, comes the delay of life flight due to weather conditions. Whether it's going to be a rush into Missoula, Spokane, or maybe even Seattle to a burn unit or such and such, or Utah maybe, depending on their injuries. I don't think people understand life and death until it looks them right in the face. Like telling a woman that the only way to extract her from a vehicle is to amputate both her legs as the dashboard has rolled over and she was pinned there, cutting all flow of blood for over 40 minutes before she was found over a cliff on an icy mountain road. I responded to that. Due to the location where she was at, her phone was having problems with 911 and they couldn't get a GPS location on her. We had five different departments trying to find her. That's life and death. Or perhaps if you're a parent, you remember the day one when your children were born, or child. The joys that you and your mate shared. Later, in my own personal case, where my daughter picked up some bacteria at school, and she had to be rushed to the ER and have a PICC IV installed in her vein in her arm that would be sent along up that vein up to her heart to release that medication. The screams from my middle daughter were so bad that even I had to walk away. Me, a seasoned man of the fire department. She would later have to wear that PICC IV thing for over a month. Sadly, most don't see the full scope of life and death until it comes to their own doors. When you learn of the covert wars waged in our names against others, and mostly against those of color. You don't see the horrors of the CIA death squads. You don't see what the Hellfire drone strike does. You do hear about collateral damage, and I have barking dogs here, but you do hear about the collateral damages, whether other parent has to now grieve the loss of their loved ones. So I ask again, where's the outrage? Well, here, let me give you a couple of illustrations. 45 former U.S. military personnel, including a retired Army colonel, have issued a joint appeal to the pilots of aerial drones operating in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, and elsewhere, calling on them to refuse to carry out the deadly missions. Articles in The Guardian. There's also an article on Twitter that was posting earlier today where a drone pilot was told that the child that he killed was only a dog, as if a dog has no merit in life either. Where's the outrage? Drone pilots have bank accounts and credit cards frozen by Fed for exposing the U.S. murder. They're shutting people down for talking about war crimes. Troops betrayed as Army dumps hundreds of heroic dogs. If it weren't against all his Army training, they tell us it's better for a dog to step on a bomb than a U.S. soldier, he says. The truth is, Daniel, just like about every other dog handler in the armed forces, would rather have take the hit himself. I think of that as you think of the law enforcement that bust into someone's house and blows their family pet away. Where's the outrage? And this happens daily across this country. There's a reason, as General Tommy Franks said, we don't do body counts. Forbid the fact that Americans learn what has been done in their names. And Chance, here's where I'm going to use you as a reference. I would equate this to a soldier who has just killed a family in Iraq and then turning to a camera and saying, Chance, in West Virginia, I did all this for you and in your name. Where's the outrage? These crimes are being done in our names. And they're all based on complete, total, fabricated lies. With that, I'll pick up Chance in West Virginia. So good evening, Chance. Hope you have a good night.
Yes, hello, Keith. I thank you for those kind words. And I told you about that soldier, I would turn my gun on him. That's how I feel. By the way, speaking for myself, I loved hearing those dogs bark in the background. I'm an animal lover. I'm a pet lover. That was great.
Well, that's my new puppy. That's my new puppy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, good luck. Good luck now. I'm a pet lover. I love animals. All right, getting to the point I wanted to bring up. While people are preoccupied with other things, I think I brought this, I don't know if I brought this to your attention, they're pushing through the, what's it called now, the Comprehensive Credit Act through Congress. They're trying to push that through at the moment. And speaking of immigrants, they're trying to push through this new bill now as we speak. I think it's called New Wave Freedom Immigration Act, which is very lenient. And I don't think people are paying attention because we're being deluged with so much other things like this coronavirus. And here's a couple of more things, Keith. Now, we all know about the locusts in East Africa, correct?
Right, correct.
They say they might spread into the Middle East, but how many people also know that half of Pakistan's crops are gone? Gone. Half of Pakistan. Yep. And here's a new one I just heard this weekend. In Queensland, Australia, they're being plagued by fruit bats. Millions and millions of them.
Yeah, you know, Chance, I'm a firm believer. I was going to say I'm a firm believer in this end times scenarios there. I watch those videos called The Two Preachers on YouTube. And they do a good job there bringing out what's happening across this planet. And, of course, your local news does not cover that.
Now, Keith, you beat me to the punch. I was just going to say it's got to be a lot of this has got to be a lot of God's doing, too.
Let me back up. Well, wait a second, Jen. Let me back up. Remember, Trump said that immigrants are good because corporations need them. What you said to Steve, though, is important about China, too, because I've been trying to impart some knowledge here to a friend of the fascism that's rising. It's bad enough that they're building these internment camps for those in the coronavirus, but also for the immigrants. And as we see fascism continue to grow, there's a great video on Real News that everyone should watch. I forgot to put the link down here. I can get it for you, though. But of the rise of fascism, with the United States overthrowing country after country, and they're installing these fascist dictators, that we see that the corporations are the ones that are excelling by this, by the stock market, and then the little people down below are being made into the criminals, the cameras watching them. Everything is geared towards total control, the Borg taking over everything, and everyone is looked at as a criminal, whereas government, when you try to even ascertain what your government's up to, well, the FBI comes out and says that, you know, any conspiracies, well, you're a domestic terrorist. You see how this is going?
Well, see, I heard communist China now is really turning more dictatorial, if you can believe that. And the reason I brought that up to Steve is because this country could be brought to its knees. If we import 80% generic prescription drugs, 90% antibiotics, can you imagine how many doctors will have to put off operations? How many people here will suffer? Not to mention, I think 1 in 6 people are on psych drugs in this damn country. Can you imagine how these people will react when they can't get their prescription drugs?
Chance, this isn't new. Remember all that heart medicine that for the high blood pressure that was recalled. The chemical agent that they had was also from China. But, you know, our biggest problem here now isn't like they've done throughout the Latin America, or as Tom would say, South America, but throughout Central and South America, the fact that the U.S. has used the word communism to overthrow countless governments, kill at least 6 million people, all under this communism veil, and yet its greatest trading partner is who? Communist China.
Well, see, Keith, the reason I brought this up is because China is cutting exports drastically. Now, we rely on them so much here. I brought this up to Steve. When this country goes ape crap crazy, because they can't get their necessary operations, people can't get their necessary drugs for physical ailments, and then, like I said before, 1 out of 6 people on psych drugs. Can you imagine what this government might retaliate against its own citizens? We might see dictatorial powers being unleashed here. And this is what I'm concerned about, hearing all this news lately, not to mention those, you know, the bats in Queensland, the locusts in East Africa, Pakistan, half their crops are gone. It's not looking good, Keith.
No, Chance, if you stay tuned here for the rest of the show, I've got some really damning stuff here that I'll be reporting on, and these are all facts, and you're right. 98% of the U.S. military today is prescribed some kind of SSRI or type drug. And this is confirmed in the video that psychiatry in the military, the hidden agenda. And everyone out there says, you know, this is a growing problem. And I will get into why. And, of course, a lot of this all comes from the illegal wars that are continually waged. And one thing to remember, though, Chance, about this entire thing, when you run this dictatorial type of rule through empire, where you take oil from Syria, take oil from Iraq, overthrow Libya, continually try to bomb Syria and stuff, these powers will eventually flood home and are seen in your law enforcement, who believe that they, empowered by the government, can now also do the same thing. And you see how many Americans are shot, how many dogs are shot a year. I mean, this is just fascism.
Yes, and we're seeing that to a degree, to a small degree already. See, so it can only escalate. All right, Keith, I'm going to let you get back to your show and give other callers
right.
a chance to call in. Thank you.
All right, my best.
God bless.
Yeah.
God bless
right.
you.
Oh, and as a prelude to what I was saying there with Chance over there, what I was referring to was a rape case over in Iraq where some U.S. soldiers were using a throwdown gun, and they shot the entire family, kept the daughter, then raped her, and then threw the gun in a ditch and returned to their guard post. This is not an unusual occurrence, just like the Afghan kill team where the U.S. soldiers targeted Afghan children. Imagine U.S. soldiers targeting children. One of those even commenting that he wanted to put candy down so as to have to run them over once they went to run for the candy there. You're talking about little Afghan kids, you know. How often do you see candy in Afghanistan, you know? Those raped by U.S. soldiers in Iraq were the commission of that crime used to cover their crimes. And this isn't the only one, too, where they've had groups, entire groups, that have been involved in this. And we're talking about a country, these United States, who's withdrawn from the Human Rights Organization, withdrawn from the ICC court system, and who now under Trump pardons those who were convicted of war crimes, to which even his own platoon guy said the guy was pure evil, and yet he's pardoned. And where Trump said he did not want to impede the performance of the soldiers in the field, which translates means that they can do the same. Basically, what I'm going to be talking about tonight is basically the creation of a new Red Army. Dave in Ohio. Good evening, sir.
And just want to let you know, I consider you one of the best hosts on RBN. You're in rarefied air, and I'm glad that you're a dog lover. And just to give a little shout out to Chance, he's one of the best callers on the show. And
I enjoy Chance.
Yes, and also dog lover, so that makes him a double winner. I just wanted to call real quick, just kind of following up on Steve Elkin's show. I don't know if you listened to it. At the end, they were talking about, quantitative easing and stuff. I don't think a lot of people realize that all this tax money that's taken out, if you work and you get your taxes taken out by the federal government, none of that money goes to the commons. It goes to the private banks, which are, the Federal Reserve, the private banking cartel, and our government is, our operations are floated by an IMF loan, and a lot of people don't know that. And plus, some of the money that's taken out of our paycheck goes to the IRS, and the rest are given to the illegals. And
Dave, right before Steve's show ended there, I had sent a link that in this repo market, they have printed $3 trillion to bail out these banks, to keep the stock market up, to make everything look rosy. And who is it benefiting? Big corporations, who in turn are getting low interest loans to buy back the very stocks that other people are dumping. That's how they're keeping the system going.
Right. And, I agree with you. I think I tell my family, we're not in the last days. We're, in my opinion, we're in the last moments. It's like we're on a train. We're on the tracks of a train. And as the train gets closer to us, it appears like it's accelerating, until it, crashes right into you. This 5G technology, I think it's designed for a couple reasons. One, it's designed to cause people to get sick and maybe die, but what some people don't realize is that the 5G technology, everything's downloaded to Israel in real time.
Yes.
It's all set up for this Jew world order, so that this man of perdition can know everything in real time.
Yeah, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson makes a good comment there with Amy Goodman there about these idiots we have in our government right now who think that they're going to usher in this apocalypse type thing there. One thing you should be aware of is the fact that in the scriptures, where everyone keeps talking about the coming of Christ, what's funny about that is when the Bible gives the signs or the end, you know, signs of the end times, it says, what will be the signs of your presence? So as you said, we're probably moments, you know, forget this coming stuff. You know, when you hear a jet coming, it could be coming in the clouds, as the scripture says, but you don't physically see it, but you have the physical right. presence around you.
Exactly.
But anyway, I got two more callers lined up here, and I got to get to my stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Keith. No, thank you, and I appreciate your show. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, my best to you, okay? Good evening, Fred, Michigan. You got 3 minutes, young man.
In Brendan O'Connell's The Chinese Are Taking Over, Who Set Up and Runs China, documents back to the Rosenfeld's administration, I think it started in 1942, he runs through the names. They're all from Israel Bolshevik Judaics. And even David Ben-Gurion publicly vociferously declared that he is a proud Bolshevik Jew. They've all been. In fact, this came out of the 60th anniversary of Stalin's death. It was 2015. A guy by the name of Tom Segev of Haaretz. And then there was also the Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel. They're all weighing in on Uncle Joe Stalin's death and commemorating, celebrating, glorifying Uncle Joe Stalin as the godfather of Israel. Okay, so all of the high-tech weaponry technology, cybersecurity, yada, yada, that communist China possesses came directly from Israel. Directly from Israel. And so...
Yeah, and, wait a second, Fred, let me interject something here, okay? The reason why we're seeing so much information about Venezuela now and... I mean, you should pay attention to this. Remember, Venezuela was buying up Argentina's debt as well as a lot of other Latin American countries, into which Paul Singer, who is partners with Mitt Romney, who buys up distressed companies and countries, of which Paul Singer lost a court case with Argentina there, but is also with AT&T forming a huge, and we're right back to this Unit 8200 stuff, in buying up all the telcos of Latin America, as well as the surrounding neighboring islands and stuff. And this is what it's all about, is as you'd mentioned there with Brendan O'Connell there, is the acquisition, the Borg mentality, of assimilating all the entire communications to control everything.
Well, this is the essence of communitarianism. They have the core Talmudic Kabbalah doctrine of Tikkun Olam, destroying the present existing natural state and recreating it with their Hasatanic Baal Talmudic Baal Kabbalah world order. Various of their entities have authored books about this. In fact, if Chance and Dave in Ohio have not seen this presentation, go onto YouTube and watch Israel Promised Land for Organized Crime. Israel Promised Land for Organized Crime. And then at the National Press Club last year, 2019, Israel Beyond Apartheid, done by a woman whose parents narrowly escaped with their lives in 1967 from Palestine. And then, when you have time, please air for people the U.S. threatens Ireland over Israel boycott from last year. It's the 3rd of March, 2019, Last American Vagabond YouTube channel. U.S. threatens Ireland over Israel boycott because a young Phil Collins parliamentarian of Ireland, he is reciting the declarations of Shabbat Lubavitch rabbis from the Likud party, declaring that any Palestinian that chooses not to leave will simply be killed.
Right.
I want the audience to hear that.
All right, Fred, I got to let you go here. But, yeah, this is the same reason why the U.S. has built that massive wall through Jordan to push the Palestinians out, as well as that singer down there in Mexico that just had his concert canceled there because of the BDS. I mean, yeah, it's a total control. And the problem is, though, is what you should be really looking at is the Quislings that you have in the United States government, because none of this would be possible without them and the clergy. Yeah. And I'm going to get onto that in a second, but yeah. I have to let you go. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, my best to you there. Miles in Maine, I'll take you here right to the end of the break here, okay?
Oh, okay, great to hear you there, and keep up the good work, Steve. And it's great to hear Fred. Looking forward to hearing Fred again. He's been making the rounds again more often, and it's always good to hear him. And yes, I'm a FOC, I'm a friend of Chance, I'm an animal lover. However, I think... Steve kind of agreed with Chance, and I think it's a little bit of a myopic view in the one aspect here about China, the antibiotics. Yeah, we get a lot of antibiotics and a lot of medicines from China, but I don't feel the necessity to go into this panic mode and this, you know, sense of urgency mode, because...
Well, Miles, let me say this. Let me say this, Miles.
Can I finish?
Let me interject this because of this China stuff. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about China.
Well, you're
the opium crisis in this country right now is caused by Johnson & Johnson, Prudhoe, and Sackler. They're all Jewish corporations.
Okay.
They've killed over 400,000 Americans since, you know, due to the opiate problem. And, of course, this all goes back to the days of George Bush and stuff. But, again, you're back to these Quislings in the United States government that has allowed this stuff, as well as you want to talk about the Chinese ports going into Israel, Israel selling U.S. missile technology. The problem is the Quislings in this country that are allowing this to happen.
I don't want to talk about any of that, though. I wanted to stay on my point. And I agree with you. You're right, but there's nothing more. We've never been able to escape the controls of those people who control that aspect of the society. But my point is this. If we don't deal with them and we don't get antibiotics from them, guess what? We're going to get them from India.
Right.
And we're going to have... supplies. We're going to have India makes. They're one of the top producers of quality manufactured pharmaceuticals in the world. So I don't feel this sense that Chance and maybe Steve Elkins might have agreed with about on these antibiotics, maybe on some of the other issues, but on that front, I think that India is just waiting to step in there and have more trade with the U.S., especially in terms of medical technologies and the pharmaceutical field.
And with I would agree with you. And also, Miles, the USMCA is a new agreement between Canada and Mexico. If you read the full PDF on that thing, which you almost need a lawyer to do like that, but a lot of pharmaceuticals are coming across from Mexico, too.
Yeah. But China, you know, when you look at India, they got the second most populous nation. They got billions of people. They got more PhDs than anybody on the planet.
Right.
And they're ready to step right in. And they can do it. They can do it.
Yep. All right, Miles, end of the break here. But I thank you for calling in. I do appreciate your input, okay? We'll be right back.
If you want a partner, take my hand, or if you want to strike me down in anger.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com. where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Well, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Perception Management. I'm your host, Keith Rogers, here in Western Montana. I have two callers on here. I need to close the phone lines for a second here, but I need to read something here because I'm going to get behind here. So hang on the phone there, okay? When you learn of the illegal wars, invasions, occupations, the U.S. being told to get out and refuse to leave, builds new bases, where you have those countries where their own people to maintain their country's sovereignty, and by doing so, they plant their IEDs to blow up Humvees and other stuff loaded with U.S. soldiers. It is a soldier who Americans feel are the victims of war, and perhaps they are. A victim to U.S. policy, a policy that those like Bill O'Reilly said support our troops and shut up. This administration, like prior, the Pentagon, and the generals who have perpetual wars and are creating this modern-day Red Army, I kid you not, if we go back in time, the preachers in Vietnam, when Billy Graham urged Nixon to kill 1 million people, no different when Pastor Hagee says to bomb Iran, or when Pat Robertson says that Venezuela's Maduro should be droned to death. These are people that are supposed to be men of the cloth. That's why I earlier mentioned this great video on the 21st century on Real News. It's the moving of the moving of the 20th century fascism to 21st century fascism. I urge you to watch it. Fred in Iowa, and sorry, Mark, call back in if you'd like. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, Keith, I'm going to try to be fed up, pencil and paper, and be ready. Now, 1,500 years ago, the languages had a numerical value, Greek and Hebrew. Now I'm going to give you Latin. And these will be three vertical columns, right? Now here's the first vertical column. Okay, are you ready? And this is Latin.
All right.
V equals 5. I equals 1. C equals 100. A equals 0. R equals 0. 1. I equals 1. U or V equals 5. F equals 0. Now go to the second column. F equals 0. I equals 1. L is 50. I equals 1. I equals 1. To the third column. D equals 5. E equals 0. And I equals 1. Add them up. Thank you. Goodbye. You're great.
All right, your audio chopped on me a little bit there, but I'll go through the review here after the show here, but I appreciate that. Okay, Fred. Mark dropped there, so I'll pick up Tom in Utah. Good evening, Tom. Hope you're doing okay down there.
Well, we're doing all right. We're trying to keep our air clean so you can breathe some good air up there.
There you go.
But I'm kind of saddened by this concern that we have to get our medication out of China. Why are we such a medication-dependent population?
There's an article, Tom, in the Canadian thing about Goldman Sachs asks a rhetorical question, is there any profit in curing disease? There's another article there in the New York Times that says the elderly and infirm who want to sit there and contemplate having tubes stuck in them should just commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Well, by the way, I can't play Spartacus anymore because my double passed away Friday.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that Gretchen Weiler contacted me in 1996 when Kirk had suffered a heart attack or stroke, I'm sorry. And she asked me to come down, so I sat with Michael and with Kirk Douglas. I actually took my 13-year-old son down with me. I thought he would be excited to meet Spartacus. Of course, when he sat across.
I liked it better in the tall trees, but that's my personal opinion.
By the way, my wife claimed that when she married me, I looked like Kirk Douglas, and then as I aged, I looked more like Spencer Tracy, and then ultimately James Cromwell or Don Knotts. But anyway, I feel proud of that because, see, when Kirk Douglas came to me, he was really in bad shape with his stroke damage. He could hardly say a word. And I took Mike and those around him and Kirk through the etiology stroke and what he needed to do to reverse the damage. But here it is now, 24 years later, 103 years of age. That's a pretty good report, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And I feel kind of heartbroken that we keep losing our good patriots, our good conservatives. You know, even with, Rush Limbaugh, for example. It's sad that we're losing our men with the knowledge of the Constitution simply because they cannot take care of their own Constitution. But anyway, I just want to say it is simply pathetic that this nation, the most advanced, technologically advanced nation on the planet, is so drug dependent. It sounds like we're fulfilling the words of John, where that Babylon shall intoxicate the nation. In fact, intoxicate the nations. Why is it
the best scripture I like is John 6:66. And that was after Jesus told everyone what it would take to follow him. It says, owing this, that many of him left him. they would no longer follow him.
Well, it looks like we're fulfilling the warning of John the Revelator in Revelation in chapter 2, verse 14 and 20.
Yeah, Tom, though, remember, though, Revelation starts out with verse 3 where it says, happy are those who hear this and read it aloud. This is happy times for those that are on the side of the Lord.
Well, apparently we're not doing a very good job at that because...
They.
Yeah.
Watch the pluralisms. All right, hey, Tom, I got to get rolling here, but I do appreciate you calling in.
No,
okay?
I just did want to tell you that when you know the reality, the characteristics of the coronavirus, I don't worry. I say, put me on a plane, drop me in the middle of the city, I won't worry, as long as I don't wrap my lips around the vector.
All right.
As long as I don't violate Paul's counsel where he says, touch not, taste not, handle not. He didn't say anything about breathing. Most people don't understand these organisms cannot survive but a few seconds in air.
Right.
They do not transmit through air. So, anyway.
All right. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate
alive.
It, okay? All right, yeah. No problem there. Anyway, you know, I have commented to a lot of my friends that fascism today will be ushered in by patriots chanting USA, USA. And perhaps we're hearing that with their mega hats and stuff. I mean, I want you to be open-minded on this, too, as we watch more and more wars unfolding, targeting Iran, Venezuela, China, Russia. And Trump says that Nicaragua is another one of these existential threats to America. Country after country is developing their love of military right now. We see that in France with the Yellow Vests, their police states, as well as cheering to the suppression of leaks or attacks on journalism and censorship. These are party people, those that say my country right or wrong. It's only those like myself and others that would say, where is the outrage? Even the best-selling author over in Stalingrad says that this advancing Soviet troops, how they raped large numbers of Russians and Polish women held in concentration camps, as well as millions of Germans. These guys were hailed as victors. And, of course, to the victors go the spoils of war. I saw a post on Twitter yesterday, and it reminded me of World War II, of a mother or family sending their son off to war on a train. I'm sure you've seen those images. The post on Twitter, though, showed U.S. military on a train where one of them is deep-throating a dildo stuck to the wall of the train as to the cheers of his fellow soldiers. I thought, where is the outrage of something like this? But we have to realize how people are being conditioned. And as such resemblance is the superficial, a lot of this can be compared to male behavior in peacetime. You see that. Completely undermines the notion that soldiers were using rape as a form of revenge against the Germans, he said. But by the time the Russians reached Berlin, soldiers were regarding women almost as a carnal booty. But now, I mentioned earlier, this leads us to the second victims of war. Pay attention. This, as I mentioned, when you give birth and you cradle that loved one in your arms, the joy that you have. A record-breaking 112 active-duty Air Force personnel committed suicide in 2019. There is a list of Army recruiters that are committing suicides. In 2018, 57 cases of the Marine Corps had committed suicide while in active duty, 22 in special ops. Montana here has one of the highest suicide rates, with more than 20% of Montana suicides at that. And then, of course, that shocking RAND study on veteran suicides, which involves 18 to 34-year-olds. Now, here's the kicker. Since 2008, more than 60,000 U.S. veterans have taken their own lives. This is in European, worldwide, WordPress news. Where soldiers return home from wars, many feel that the worst is over. They have made it back alive and now free to live free as the risk of combat. Don't forget the IG report, where 307,000 veterans were allowed to basically die by the VA. These are the real victims, and they're all told that they're fighting for their freedoms. And you can imagine that when you hear a sitting president say that we're staying in Syria, we're staying in Iraq, and we're going to take the oil, and these boys realize that they were not fighting for their freedoms back home, as you see a police state emerging. Fascism. Murr in Wisconsin. Good evening, Murr.
Hi, Keith. I never called your show before. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you have.
On this show? Not on this show.
Yes, you have.
Not on this
show. I would never forget you, your beautiful face.
On your other two-hour show. That was a whole other lifetime.
Anyway,
yeah, thanks for sending me that pink dildo picture that you're talking about. Jeez. That's hideous. I mean,
we're in the army
so
now.
But you know, it all starts from the very beginning, and I just kind of wanted to cap onto what Tom says, because he hates to come right out and say it. He said about wrapping your lips around the vector. You know what he's talking about. He's talking about eating meat.
Yep.
I agree right with him. I haven't been sick. I was trying to remember when I was sick. I had the seismic flu in 2004, just before the Indian Ocean quake, and I haven't had a cold or flu since, and I don't even remember one before, but that one I remembered because it lasted about 3 days. Wasn't that severe, but had to be seismic flu, I guess. But anyway, that's why we have a long intestine, to grind up vegetable matter, not to keep rotted meat in all our lives, like John Wayne, Marion, you know?
Oh, yeah, so John Wayne, who didn't like them savages.
Yeah, but just think how clearly we could think maybe we'd avoid getting sucked into all this nonsense. You know, we don't have to watch all this media, this Talmudia. It brainwashes us to think one way. In fact, I'm feeling really positive because I think this whole empire's coming down. I don't think it's coming crashing down, though. I think they're trying to bring it down and look like things are really, you know, I mean, like Tom was saying about that stuff in China. What are they're going down the street spraying stuff now, and it's not even passed in the air.
Well, you know,
they're telling us lies as usual.
Yeah, I had sent that clip article there in the chat room to our board here. Remember, it was just a year and a half ago that the Air Force was collecting the RNA and DNA samples of Asians and Russians. And it makes you wonder, especially since this coronavirus breaks out where there's supposed to be a bio lab up there in China, when we still have Plum Island, we have Fort Detrick, we have that place over in Georgia,
Manhattan, Kansas.
The show I did two weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, there about the use of bioweapons that the U.S. has done all throughout Latin America and stuff, in which they could, and these are all from declassified CIA files, naming the amount of people, deaths, all this stuff, as well as the manipulation of weather.
Mm-hmm. And this dependency on medicine, this is nonsense, too. Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. We don't need it.
I wish I could do that.
Well,
I wish I could do that with the problem I've got.
Well, you know. And another thing, if doctors will take pay to prescribe opioids that aren't needed, of course they're going to say something's a coronavirus, even if it's just the sniffles.
That was where I was going earlier when I was talking to Gator there. When you look at the internment camps set up here in the United States, as well as the internment camps for the immigrants, that this would be one way to control a nation. Here's just by having someone say, oh, you got the flu, and we're going to put you, lock you away.
Yep. Well, I swear some of these cell picks coming from China, they're designed to be for the English-speaking audience, and they look like LARPing in an apartment building.
Yeah, I'd say they with the U.S. trying to overthrow the Hong Kong government. It's funny that all this stuff is happening to China.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think there's a whole lot other thing going on that we're really trying to get out of this global economy, this usury. Because with the usury, then comes all the other amoral stuff like sodomy, okay?
Right,
okay,
that's right. All right, my best to you, okay, Murr? Best to you. Okay, we'll be right back.
Straight from the sun above. inside my little room. There plunged a rays of love in streams of light, a clearly sung. The dust.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
There was another great Merle Haggard. Welcome back to Perception Management. Posted here in the chat room is a good thing I'd like to read to you. Says the president will lead in treason. Your militia will leave you and fight against you. What will you do when evil men take office? When evil men take office, the whole gang will be in collusion. They will keep the people in utter ignorance and steal their liberty by, I guess that's by ambush. When government removes your armaments, you will have no power, but government will have all the power. You see this everywhere happening. The rise of fascism. I still encourage you to watch that Real News video on rise of fascism. I've studied history for a long time. I missed out on it in my youth and everything like that, but you start seeing how, say, Hitler came to power, how he was dethroned from power, defrocked, I guess you call it, by Dulles. The amount of governments that have been put into position, even Naomi Klein, who authors The Shock Doctrine, shows, like John Perkins, the economic hitman, that the U.S. has been installing these fascist dictatorships all over the world, who, in turn, like in Bahrain, where because they host a military base, they sit there and they beat the crap out of their people. They've allowed Saudi Arabia to rise up into power to bomb the people of Yemen. They allow Israel to daily do its war crimes against the civilian population. We don't really see it here because it was a little drastic here when the FBI and the military stormed the Waco compound and started removing guns from the Branch Davidians. I think of that quote there about all the, well, even that Operation Sea Spray, but what MK Ultra has done to the minds of people around this country, the actual doctors, like the two psychiatrists that were paid 80 some odd million dollars to create the torture centers over at Gitmo. What happened to their oath of offices, you know? And it's the same thing, that people will do anything because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Look at those, and when Secretary Pence talks about how he lied, cheated, and stole, and that his crowd base there laughs and applauds. This is what things are going on. I mean, and people can't really see this. Is it only the ones that maybe here on RBN or something like that? A lot of people don't want to admit to it. They're like, well, my country would never do that. But when you listen to those like John Stockwell, former CIA, or Philip Agee, the first one of the CIA to come forward, all those NSA, FBI, and other whistleblowers that have come forward and says, hey, where's the outrage? They're doing this to you, and you're doing nothing. Where is it? People just sit by, and all they worry about is burying their heads in their telephones. And watched a video of a guy getting arrested the other day, and the cop asked if he had a number to call, and he says he needed his phone because he can't remember any phone numbers because they're all in his address book. Remember back in the 70s, you knew everyone's phone number. Where's the outrage? Our country is being dismantled slowly. And actually, it's getting quicker and quicker, as Tom and those have mentioned there. That we're seeing a dismantling of the middle class to the poor, and only the rich elite are the ones who are going to be on top there. So, anyway, that's the end of the show here. I thank all those in the chat room, the listeners on RBN, and Kenneth again for his wonderful board hopping down there. Up next is Robert with Revolutionary Radio, and I hope you tune into him. And we'll catch you next Sunday, and try to remain positive. Get a dog. Dogs are loyal. Have a good evening from Montana.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.